He pulled his shirt off over his head to show her a body that was riddled with scarred muscles. Some of the scars appeared to be claw marks, while others were clearly from bite wounds and burns.
"Do I look like I'm joking?"
No, he looked more battle-scarred than an ancient warrior. A tremor of sympathy went through her. It was obvious he'd been fighting a long time to keep humanity safe, and he'd been doing it for the most part alone, no one at his back. That hurt her most of all. No one should face such a nightmare alone. "What can I do to help?" He cocked a brow at her question as if he couldn't believe her offer before he put his shirt back on. But that look was quickly replaced with one that was hard and bitter.
"Send me back to my place and stay out of my way."
Kat shook her head. How could she have forgotten the fact that he was a prehistoric macho god? "This is where I should probably remind you of a certain Greek bloodhound who has your name and calling card. Remember him? Demon isn't exactly into making friends or showing mercy. But one thing he has to do is listen to me."
"And why is that?"
She gave him an amused grin. "Because I once kicked his butt so well that he remembers it to this day." She approached him with a determined stride. "You need someone at your back." His look was cold and frightening.
"No offense, but the last time I was dumb enough to let someone stand there, they stabbed me in it. I like to think I learn from my lessons."
"Not everyone is treacherous."
"My experience says otherwise, and given your genetic link to someone who did me seriously wrong, I think you'll forgive me if I don't put you on the list of trusted friends."
He was right about that, but she was nothing like her mother. "I'm my father's daughter, too."
"Yeah, and by your own admission, you've had a lot less contact with him than with your mother, so I think you'll understand if I side with caution on this one."
She couldn't blame him for his suspicion. How could she when she didn't trust her mother either? His look sharpened.
"I need to get out of here, Kat. I can't do my job while I'm stuck in a nether realm.
And I can't let you out of here until I know what your plans are." He let out a disgusted breath.
"To stop the annihilation of mankind and the Earth. It's a simple plan, really, but an important one. Can I go now?"
Part of her was amused, but the other part wanted to choke him for his obstinacy and secrecy. "Why do you need the Tablet of Destiny?" He closed the distance between them so that he could stare down at her with those golden eyes, snapping fire at her.
"Let me out of here, Katra, now."
"I can't."
"Then I hope you can live with the death of humanity on your conscience."
He indicated her sofa with his thumb.
"I'll just sit myself over here until it's over. You got any good DVDs I can watch? It'll help drown out the screams for mercy, especially from the kids. Those are always the hardest to ignore."
His words cut her on the most fundamental level of her humanity. The last thing she could stand was the thought of a child suffering. He was hitting below the belt, and it hurt.
"Damn you!"
His features turned to stone.
"You're too late. Your mother already did that."
Kat looked away as she struggled with what she should do. She couldn't keep him if what he said was true, but then how long could he last with Demon on his tail? He didn't have his god powers, and Demon was a fierce SOB. "Do you understand what you're up against?" He gave her a duh stare.
"If something as pathetic as a Greek Dilophanos can take me down in a fight, I deserve to die."
"What will happen to mankind then?"
"Guess they're screwed, huh?"